Despite the ever-present warnings about the threat of cyber attacks to people, business and government, there's a surprising shortage of cybersecurity experts in Australia. The nation's most powerful spy agencies have been struggling to find enough of them to hire. And now they'll have to battle big salaries being offered by the tech giant Google, which is gearing up to launch a hiring raid for Australia's best and brightest hackers. National Science and Technology reporter Jake Sturmer has the story.
If you're listening to this on an electronic device, it can probably be hacked, taken over, controlled, or shut down. To try to protect people, cybersecurity experts are in demand. The University of New South Wales's Professor Richard Buckland says that comes at a cost.
Well, we're not training enough. That's the problem. We're going well, we're training good people, but not enough.
So how do you improve that? How do you fix that?
It's hard because we don't really yet know how to train new people. We've got a lot of existing great cybersecurity people who were self-taught, hackers in the old days, but they're all employed now and we've got a big shortfall. So we've got to make new ones and it's a new thing.
Google is looking to snap up Australia's top talent, looking to government and small businesses to find the experts it needs. One of the company's top hackers, Parisa Tabriz, is in charge of defending one of its biggest targets, internet browser Google Chrome. And even she can't get enough staff.
Finding the right people who, you know, have the skills of someone who can hack into a system, but ultimately want to make it more secure and not use those skills for bad, and are willing to also work in a big software company, it's hard to find that intersection of good people.
Bureaucratic hurdles were brought to light earlier this month at a Senate hearing. Michael Scott is the Assistant Secretary for Cybersecurity at the spy agency Australian Signals Directorate. He says the ASD is struggling to get staff because of the lengthy process required to get top secret clearance.
The demand for specialists with those skills is so great, many of them aren't prepared to wait to get a security clearance. So having a space where they can perform work at a lower level of classification is going to help with our task of recruiting and meeting those growth targets.
Michael Scott from the Australian Signals Directorate, ending that report by Jake Sturmer.